Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People show. It is Sunday, the 25th, 5 o'clock, your time, on Christmas Day. Hello, welcome to the show. 3301865. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today? Okay. So we're waiting for further callers to call in. This is the Indigenous Voices of People. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. This is Earl, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Well, welcome. How's your day going?
Oh, just staying inside trying to keep warm. It's cold here.
What's the temperature?
Yeah, I think we made it to a high of 11 today without the wind chill. Been about 25 below with the wind chill.
That's good. Welcome, callers. I see the board coming alive. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you? And where are you calling from?
This is Allison from Michigan.
Nice to meet you, Allison.
Thank you.
Who else do we have here?
Assalamu alaikum, sir. This is Amin.
And where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan also. Okay. And... Mm-hmm. We got two Michigans over here. How's your day going today?
Oh, thanks.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold here.
Yeah.
And 517-1710, welcome to the show.
That's me from Michigan.
Oh,
Allison.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's
all right. 918-0762.
Rachel from Oklahoma.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Okay.
Well, whoever would like to start a prayer, go ahead.
Okay, I'll start if you don't mind.
What? Go ahead.
All of the legends we call me genius, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Al-Din, Iyak, and Nabudu, Iyak, and Astain, Eno, Surat, and Mustakin, Fatalagin, Amutalihim, I like Dubi, I want a door in the army. That's a prayer to open up the crown, praising the Creator.
Subhanallah, Alameen. Very good. All right, so what are we talking about today?
My subject is self-determination and trying to let people understand what it is, and also independence, that, you know, when one governs himself and has responsible himself, then, and, you know, he has... other people have no authority over them. and that he, once he took responsibility for himself, he has, people can't tell him what to do, how to do, and what to do. In other words, that's involuntary servitude, which is called slavery. So it's very important that one be self-independent and also self-determination to govern themselves instead of other people governing them.
Anyone else? Okay. Six nine two six. Welcome to the show.
And good evening to you. Did Santa Claus stop in?
Pardon me?
I said, and good evening to you. Did Santa Claus stop in?
I don't believe in that guy.
I don't believe in that. White-headed eagle, the bald eagle. Just have to mentor you a little bit. Chase your tail around.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
A little laughter ain't going to hurt you, you old man.
No.
Remember I mentioned this individual, pastor, that got... She went through arraignment on December 19th.
What's her name, first of all? Where are you calling from?
Reindeer.
Okay.
Reindeer.
Sorry.
I always just call it Lame Duck, Montana. Way up north. Kalupa's around there. What we got on the agenda tonight, who are we covering?
Well, I'm still waiting for Canupa to come on the air, so. We'll see what he has to say.
Ask him, were you chasing your reindeer around? All right, well, we'll just sit back and wait and listen.
All right, it should be on in a second.
All right, on the rebound.
All right. Welcome to the show, 831-1058. Welcome
Hello.
To the show, 5337.
Thank
you. Welcome to the show, 605-2621. Welcome to the show. 605-4892. Is Canupa here?
Yeah, Canupa's here, man. I've been waiting for everybody. I put calls out to everybody that I can think of because I wanted them to get on tonight's show because of two simple understandings of life that are valued. I want to welcome all the guests that are tuned in. Earl and Margaret, if they're tuned in, many others in Indian country, and then Jane and David, if they're on the phone, I'd love them to come in too to introduce themselves and where they're at. And the majority of people that are getting ready to be tuned in, let me tell you something about the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. This show is your show. Nilak Hotabhanta. For some that don't understand the indigenous language, it's our value we try to give you on the show, thanks to my little brother, you know, from Palestine, Tyreek Asgore. You know, sometimes he gets, you know, completely left out in the field because he chooses to go in another direction. But I give him that. If he wants to go over there, fine. But that doesn't mean the rest of us got to follow him. We have to stay in our own path and stay on the own criteria of what we deal with in Indian country. And so without any further interruptions or delay, we're going to start to show off with the Lakota prayer. So here's our prayer. Ho Tonkashilawakantanka Pichi Mane to Umpetu Ashte Le Woke Unyakupi Yunkan Wopila Tanki Ichiche. Lila Ota Takulina Unkitrovs Nikihena Ishan Ois Papina. Lila Takisha Wakanja Insha na Wakanki. Hene Insha Tagani lets you say you have sneaky henna yotiap na chapi. Etaha taku kakisha pokile. Wosuta was the ois pocket. No, she makaki another fair papik, or she probably won't get you no kaitapo. I take care of Josh and the whole country, and I'm going to let you say, Star on Kina, the play walk here when she on Kilaokte. Nate, you are Lila Ota, Katia Top, Ogna, Womak Haska, Tam, Hena Hetchus, a Wosuta Ektuzapi. Ash Ineas, ni Wachek here. Wachelk Yapina, O country lakile, Wak Hunty Suta, I crack it. Nalila Ota lets you say we chokanki glunipi as in years me on lakota. Na unchi makaki a nigga of stech papik on unchi pray won't get you na unkaita po. A cake stay with us no we act it hopik on lets you say o consul at him you now o wash the taco I wung la cocktail. Near chetke hochi chapi. Nishnala ni wakampi. Na wamak haskat haki a dopa anita ham. Katanka oyate. Echako oyate. Wambli oyate na sinte sapla hena ata kolasia. Ampeto kile ake homat khaina hawoche ki yuji chape. Na okaske tranka. Osha maza ti opa na taka bianka ke hena isha woke uchak ote. Na ha okuji ti pinaku. Lila ota ho hena techi akpa pina. Kuja pina. Akis ni chimpi na kiata. Ti wahe tropi hena ki kiutak on oichake. Na wakanza lena tagani yu hapi na unchikin. Na kakang lena isyan wok kisik lena wichok. Na hoke na isyan xpeon ki api. Makhansi na kiyun kaki. Le ampetu ki le ochichake. Na ampetu o aste on yu hapte. Kya hetu se woche ke kiyuchichape. Oh, mitake epi. What I said in my language to help the people understand a better graphic of reality, because we talk about a lot of things in Indian country. And I'm going to open the show up about families, family value, because overall, in time, a lot of you people, and you people that have your phones, you people that have your phones, mute it so you can listen. I don't want no background noise coming through about what I'm going to do and how I'm going to say it. Mute your phone. If you have a heart and a brain, mute your phone so we don't get this echo and feedback. So what I want to start off with is the fact that this is what goes on in Indian country. A lot of our brothers and sisters, past and present, have always took on circumstances to try to meet the criteria of how white America practices and perfects colonial policies and honors their holidays of upbringing and living in the year 2022. And so a majority of my people take on that responsibility when it's not theirs. You see, when the white man came into my country back in 1492, they brought all of this disturbance of hatred, racism, rape, murder, child molestation, all of this. They brought it here. So on a yearly basis, they created holidays throughout the months. Just like the holiday today, they think Jesus was born on December 25th. That's not true. None of this is true. So the falsified understanding between this stuff, look, people, and you black people that are tuning in, you listen real carefully. I'm getting sick and tired of you black people always, man, thinking you're here before the indigenous people. Bullshit. My roots are here. In Turtle Island. I hate this crass term America. No such thing. The white man was given that name from a Frenchman. And that's how it was. Just like the Statue of Liberty, the French people gave that to the white race. It don't belong here. So the hard part's about you as black people and many others trying to stress themselves about, oh, I'm here first. No, no, think again. You see, the indigenous roots in this country of Turtle Island has always been here. Ours. Our roots are here. Makhoche kile mitroyelo. Heatha makhoche kile elo. Baha makhoche kile elo. In English, the only definition we can talk about it is called Turtle Island and the Island Hill. This is where the indigenous people come from. We don't come across no water. The white man written a lot of heinous articles, and they put them in the archive and keep them hidden. And so when they figured that their population is going to decline, guess what? The white race brings it out and puts some others, you know, upon different people of color, and guess what? They think that they were here first. This is how the white man works. Now, when you go back into Christianity and you understand family value, okay? A lot of my people were forced into Christianity through Catholic Catholicism. It's a heinous understanding of an attempt to try to understand indigenous thought and philosophy because it's still a world controlled by men. And anyone trying to seek, you know, falsified regimes of rights, whether it's civil and otherwise, you're all stupid people because you're not looking at the freedoms of independence. You have to believe in them in order for them to work. And my phone number is 605-517-2621. If you don't like what I'm saying about this show, then goddammit, call that phone number, 605-517-2621. And I'll debate this understanding with you. I'm getting sick and tired of all you indigenous people trying to be fucking white. And I told you tonight was going to be a tough show because here we are in our country of Turtle Island and we're all masquerading to these holidays that create sociological deformatory, centritism, Eurocentric bipolar disorder, but yet nobody gives thanks to Grandmother Earth, the great mystery, and all the people and animals that are still here suffering. This is the problem with us because we've been so colonized, so dehumanized, so centralized, okay? And we're so eager to use the wherewithal of white supremacy. Masquerading with all this shit that belongs to the white man, okay? Here you have people in tribal governments using that bureaucracy of a foreign regime to ostracize their own tribal people. Tribal presidents are doing this shit in the name of corporate greed for corporate America. Hold your noise down, people. Hold it down. I can hear it in the background. Hold the fucking noise down. Hold it down. Mute your goddamn phones. Mute the phone. Mute the phone. One more time. Mute the phone. Mute that fucking phone. You want to talk? We ask you guys to come on these shows to voice your concerns. You sons of bitches don't want to do it. Oh, but you want to masquerade for some other bullshit to step up and try to be a part of something that don't want you. The indigenous people, we have our voice. We have a vocal intent to expose the shit that's going on in Indian country. And you people don't want to stand on that integrity. You're so goddamn assimilated, you think and act like white people. But when it comes down to indigenous people, you sons of bitches want to interrupt. You want to make noise. You don't want to hear the truth aimed at you because you're part of the problems. You'll never be part of solutions. That's what's happening in Indian country. And if you fucking Indian people, which are part of my blood, get offended by it, so be it. I'm getting sick and tired of you guys, man, doing this shit all the goddamn time. We can never, ever have a real consensus of our honorable understanding when it comes to the indigenous voices of people's show, okay? We started from everyone, from Leona Brando, from the Strongharts, from Jibril Salam and Amin. We started from all of you saying you guys were going to be there. You all pulled chicken shit and dropped your stuff. You're afraid. You don't like the truth aimed at you, fucker. My roots are here in Turtle Island. I didn't come across the water. I was born and bred a few miles up the road called Wind Cave. When the four-legged buffalo brought us out of there, that's where our roots continue to stay. That's why we're still in our own traditional territory, here in the sacred Black Hills, here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. We've never been displaced. All you people listening to all this history written by civilized and modern man, it's a lie. The white man will love the lie. If you fucking really support white welfare, white Sikh, white supremacy, you're going to become like a white man. The white man has all these fucking privileges in America. But he never once, never, never once thank the indigenous people for putting that man outside of dormancy. This is heinous, people. He doesn't thank the indigenous people. He murdered all of them from Maine to Florida and inward. There ain't no fucking Indians out there. They're all watering down. They're like a package of Kool-Aid. You add water, it turns color. That's what they become. Oh, my grandmother was a Cherokee princess. My grandfather, man, was a tribal king. Black people saying that shit out there because the white man gave them these papers to start to really monopolize division and keep division alive. And they're all over the internet through YouTube really talking about, oh, yeah, we're here. Bullshit. Why can't you black folks blame the white man and many others from stealing you from different countries and bringing you to mine? You have no language, you have no fucking name, and you have no connection of a root to your motherland, which is Africa. You came from over there. You were born in Britain. If you're the original man over there, get your fucking ass back home. I'm the original man, the original red man of Turtle Island. I'm here. I told you all, and I've been trying to call you supporters of mine. We have sickness. We have death. We have people in our families laying in the hospitals waiting to die. I know because I'm living proof of it. My only baby brother, Calvin Lynn Martin, has left me a few months ago. And now I have only one baby sister left. This is how much I know the thought and philosophy between indigenous people and the fucking world we live in, because it's all contaminated by white supremacy and white think. And the oral arguments, Christ won't fix it because they use this as a day of his born. His born was about him being, you know, in a manger and all these gifts of people that come of color, whether they were shepherds and wise men. Ain't no fucking wise men. That's according to their conscripts of them books. There's seven Bibles out there. And they failed indigenous people. When Rome set out to conquer the worlds, they used priests to monopolize people. From Rome to Greeks, Mesopotamians, the Egyptians, the Mediterraneans. All of these countries that were fucking barbaric, that did nothing but kill and murder nothing but poor people. That's the hard parts. But I'm sorry. You all still go into that. So now I close with this. This show is going to open up some new lights of understanding. Thanks to David Clark. Thanks to Tristram Johnson. Thanks to Jeff Bell. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to my newly founded brother and sister, Earl and Margaret. Thanks to Nancy Fleming. Thanks to many others that never gave up on Stronghearts Warrior Society. Thank you all. Thank all the indigenous people of today with their children that never, ever stopped believing in the Strongheart Warrior Society. We put you people first, and we ask for nothing in return. When we unilaterally withdrew from this country in 2007, this is the man that went to jail for all you indigenous people. I did. I hate using that term, I, like a white man, but this is the guy they arrested. I did it for you people, to have a voice, to stand on the integrity. Everyone else, sold out. I don't sell out. That's the reality that unfolds. Now I close to open up to everybody. And when you come on board and you talk, people, introduce yourself and the state you're calling from. So now I close with this. Mitake pile chalakes et hawachi mit hoki. Kokatakya, wolakota, mila huska tra oap, hena wichoye tropi, kokatakya, wakach ulie. Yukha tako e prekile en lena atiha wichokhe. Nahakhi unchima khana wakhatkhaka kichima ne tuna. Khatia topa wobluze na tako kash lena oispoki, hena nahakhi yanke. Wakhenza ioti ekyap. Na wakanki hena insha ioti ekyap. Na lila ota tipi nichap. Tagni yuhapsni, kakishap na cheapi. Na okaske tranke lila ota. Unsha, mother tiopa, not haka yanka, hene isha cheapi na yoksi chap. No okushi tipi, unsha, papi, hene we choyeki lena, you happy ki he, we chokhuzekile ai krake. Hene mila huska ki hena kahabi. Washichu ki lena, wakashi cha hetsus etam. Lila woko peke, as nuance ni, lechus ilale. Wakashaka toni lechus etak shicha hena upak papni, toni. Tuwa le wasloi ki ois pink te hanta. La khoto gna le wak sape e tchokata egnak. E hani hechus e wakanki na ha. Lila ota wasloi ki lena chanteo gla yuhapi he. Hena wonu ki api. Cha wonu ki api hena e cha wabla zi le unkichu. He un na hankki chanupo akanki le unkiyuhapi. Lila ota ikhakata wachib na ha wotsheke. No, she glena conspi chakyap. He un chak tagni mahze na tagni suta chakhe o kisni. Ini asni lections emila haska tra o apkhena o shichi tra o yuk chak lena wa khashi chak. He na et cha wa stela kapi. As ini asni la khota tona hu khenaxi o khola kichi lena you happy. Lections e ptalo o kinaf na o at lecha o chu kapi. He na lila o tekhike. As ini asni lections e o kinaspi. Wo la khota chetcha. Ho hena hechus e wola kote e pekile. Dona hoch lechus e wicho chankli. Le naech unaha wicho e hena luhab hanta. Yuk champo me ta kepi. Misi am matuenishne. Dako e pekile chala kese. O masa pheta o apkekile e wagnake. Na chozeke ni apkake hechus e ma yukhla po toksa wochi chakakte. Lila o techike na uyot yonke api asi ni asni. Lechus e nozi no oyate mitchoki te wakhela ki lena hechus e oichoke. Ho wana bulu tchokche na hachi chupikte. Ho pilama apelo. In my language, I told you guys what was said from my heart, but I'm not going to break it down and explain it to you. That's up to you. If you people are indigenous, you should know. And if you people forgotten your language because the white man took it from you, then learn how to put your feet back on earth up because the language is still there. Go to the animals. They'll talk to you. And if you know how to pray, acknowledge that first, and they'll give it back to you. With that, let's open up the phone lines to everyone that has some questions that want to share anything to the listening audience of the Indigenous Voices of People show. It's your show to begin. Well, you can. Thank you, and let's turn it up.
Opening up the lines. The lines are open. We got 10 callers. Who wants to start?
This is my name, Miss Ken. A leader is one who put himself above the, a leader is one who takes care of his people and put the people first. And that not everybody can be a leader. You know, you can born with the traits or you can taught the traits. But everyone can be a leader. So you have the leader that take care of his people, care for his people, and love his people. And then on the flip side, you got a dictatorship. By any means necessary to stay in power and suppress his people. So my question is to this. Is the tribal government for the people, by the people, love the people, or they a dictatorship to the people?
Kanupa, can you answer that question?
This is Rachel. They adapted that constitutional concept of the white government. So I think that answers it plainly. If you understand anything. So I'm going to say dictatorship, covert dictatorship. They make you think that you're being taken care of. You got rights when you don't. We've heard it on this radio show. They're not taking care of their people. They talk down to their people. They lie to their people. They don't give to their people. So I call it a covert dictatorship.
I completely agree with you, Rachel.
You are.
This is Margaret, Ohio.
People don't understand that, first of all, is no man. First of all, has to put on a piece of paper that you have rights. That's just a well-given known fact. You have rights. But this white man system that came over here, they think everything's got to be put on paper. They got to give you permission what you can and can't do. And all Native tribes have adopted and adapted and practice that policy with their people. But here's the thing. We let people vote on things, and then they don't explain things to people. But they'll turn around and say, well, you voted for this. You gave us the right to control you. That's where people need to wake up. Know what you're voting for if you're going to vote. If you want to participate in this voting system, whether it's tribal or Americanism voting, you better know what you're voting for, because you'll vote your rights away and they'll turn around and slap it in your face and blame you. Well, you voted it away. You helped vote qualified immunity that allows black people to be murdered out here, and you don't think taxes for it. We approve the tax system that allows these cities to pay black people's families off for allowing cops to murder them, incarcerate Native people, beat them to death, and then they want to give settlements. And we go to our state polls and our state things, and we approve these taxes, even though they're in a little underwriting. So you people out here, you're paying your cities to pay off for murder to be allowed to be committed in the streets. To let them officers, those white officers, brutalize black people, minority people, Native people. And what does that get? Us taxpayers are paying and say, here, take this an offering of this white man over here blowing your family member the fuck away. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, officer, you're good to go. Get back on the street. Load your gun back up. People better wake up in this country. Really better wake up. Because you white people are going to be next at the end of that gun. If white nationalism and Nazism makes it through to this country, you white people are next. If you don't believe me, go talk to some people who live in Poland in World War II. Their skin was white. But Hitler and those Nazi thugs didn't give a shit about that. So everybody better wake up out here. White nationalism don't give a goddamn about your skin color. What it goes about is you better toe the line under dictatorship rule. If you don't toe the line and support dictatorship, they're going to thug you, beat you, or kill you.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to jump in?
Does somebody want to call me? Does anybody want to stand up and call me and say something like, I don't know, am I a racist against Nazis? Am I a racist against white nationalists? Come on, step up and say it. I dare you.
Hey, this is David and Jane. We come out of Dakotas, North Dakota. We're actually on the Big Island right now. But I got to say that you're absolutely right. As long as anybody's put down or anybody's, you know, attacked, they can come at. Now, I'm a white man. My soul is not white, but I was born in a white body. But I got to say that. As long as they can come after anybody, they can come after me. You're absolutely right. You know, as long as anybody's oppressed, it doesn't really matter. It's just all about control. So completely agree with you on that. We originally reached out concerned about hearing about people having to burn their clothes to stay warm out there. And it's a tragedy, so... I completely agree with you. People have this tendency to think, hey, you know, if I'm white, you know, I'm protected, which is bullshit. You know, that doesn't, you know, all kinds of white people were killed by the Nazis, you know?
Well, like I said, I want people to understand. Where's all the people when all this is being screened about minorities? Oh, shut up. Sit down. Let the past go. But now that white America out here is starting to get a little bit taste of what minorities have been put through, oh, we got to get concerned now. Yeah, you all better get concerned. But where is everybody standing up for all the minorities out here? Come on. If you got no money backing yourselves and backing yourself, I want to hear the truth. True people stand up and say, stop this bullshit against the minority people in this country. If you can it against minority people, you'll stop it against your own people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of like the good German mentality, right? The good Germans were the one that said, oh, we're just toe the line. We'll be quiet. They're not going to come after us.
They told me to do it.
They told me. Of course they came after, you know, they came after them. You know, it's not like you don't get to just escape, you know, white supremacy just because you're white or, you know, control. It's like I'm afraid of this, you know, whole Christian nationalist movement. It's like, shit, you know, what's going to happen? Are we going to have a Handmaid's Tale government where, like, if you don't believe in, you know, Christian white nationalism, you're dead. You're going to prison. It's like scary, man. Like, it's crazy. I believe in the four-legged and the wings and the creator. You know, I don't believe in a white God, and you know, a Bible that was written for the kings, and you know, could only talk to the priest. That's the only way you could talk to spirit. It's just crazy, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, well, what are we going to, I don't know. It's like trying to convince my white brothers and sisters, like, you know, you got to.
crazy Elon Musk, whatever they think. It's crazy, you know, crazy.
Well, like I said, the only thing people can do, I'm not encouraging people to do this. I don't want nobody to get me wrong. You better put 6 in the cylinder, and you better get ready. Because when those fucking crazies come knocking at your door, you better be ready to put 1 in the cylinder in them.
Bit of a pat. Nonviolent pacifist. I don't know what to say.
I don't condone violence, but I'm not going to stand by and let somebody. Anything I say or I will do, it's going to be in self-defense only. I'm not going to go out here and be a violent person like these white people have. But if they come at me, I'm done. I'm done putting up with this crap.
Yeah.
I'll put the crazy in his grave.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard truth. It's hard to figure out what to do, you know. It's like, I don't know.
We're looking for a more peaceful existence, right? And fighting the man.
I don't know about anybody else, but how many centuries have we been trying to keep peace here? How many centuries did Native people try to be peaceful? And I don't want nobody to get pissed off and think, you run white people down. No, I'm just telling the truth.
Oh, I hear you.
You look out here today. Do you think you could go out here and step up to one of these crazies and peacefully talk to them? I don't think so.
Right. They're in a,
mindset right now of hate, anger and kill mode.
Right.
All I'm saying is you be prepared to defend yourself.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. So you're from, Mary, you're in Ohio?
It's Margaret in Ohio.
Margaret.
Sorry about that. Okay.
You remember the Germans, those who said I was just doing my job, that don't hold no water, don't hold no weight, anything. You have an opportunity to not do your job. If you righteous and you care about other people, you wouldn't go out there and start killing somebody because just somebody tells you to kill somebody. You supposed to have some type of moral compass about yourself. You know, killings are not, killers are not good. As long as it's just a safe and killings, protect yourself and your family. Well, you out just going to kill somebody because you don't like them. That's not a moral compass. That's a hatred compass.
You kill in self-defense. People out here need to understand, we're not like them. I don't hate them. I hate their actions. I hate their behavior. I hate their mentality. But I'm not going to sit back and let them bring any hatred. And I said, it's up to each person how you handle what's going on in this country. And I'm getting tired of everybody saying, well, you can't do that because you just get down on their level. Then sit the fuck down and let them kill you then. You ain't got the goddamn balls to stand up and fight for yourself and kill to defend yourself because you don't want to get the fuck on their level? It's not getting on their level.
No, like it's a war out here, and it always been a war. It's just, you know, for years and years and years, it's just the characters, you know, the characters is a different characters and different people, but the concept is the same old, divide and conquer, you know, so, and the war is a know thy enemy, study thy enemy, so you know how to defeat your enemy. So, you know, like I say, that's the battle strategy. That's what they do with us all the time. They study us, then they go after us. So same concept apply to them, to us, and apply to them. So, you know, so we have to strategize our situation and understand these people. They tell you up front where they are. It's just a matter of strategizing, putting yourself, you know, not to be in their midst and trying to, you know, go through mythology and strategically, you know. It don't have to always take guns to get somebody. You know, the mind is a very powerful tool to use and how to go at people, you know. So, like I say, it's a war out here, so we just got to know how to defend ourselves against these people and, you know, and understand what they do. Like I say, the whole thing about them is divide and conquer. And they've been doing that for years. And we have to have the common sense to understand that's what they've done to us.
Right. I guess I would ask, you know, that's the big, big question. I mean, you know, even in the whole meta-political thing that we're all living through right now, it's divide and conquer now. It's like, how do we fight that? I mean, it's like everybody gets in their corner, and it's like, you know, it really works well, and it works throughout history, you know, divide and conquer. I mean, I don't know. It seems like even with tribal governments, it's the fight, you know, is continuously going on. It's everybody gets divided up, and then it's over. They win. I don't really have an answer. I'm just asking a question, you know, because the tactic is mind-blowingly effective.
Can I answer that question?
Absolutely.
This is Earl from Ohio. The only way is for all of us to come together and stand together. It don't matter if you're fucking Indian, you're white, you're black, you're Chinese. We all have to stand together.
Right on.
Right.
Rachel was talking about, you know, taking up arms more or less and defending yourself.
I can honestly say
you were saying that you had to defend yourself.
Myself,
and I understand
that. I'm going to take up arms and fight them, go after them, but I'm going to defend myself if they come to me.
Right. That's what I was saying. You were saying you had to defend yourself. I can honestly say I wouldn't defend myself, but I would, with my life, defend you, Rachel.
I defend myself if I want to live. If I want to sit down with that guy, put a bullet in my head, then I can make that choice too. So, I mean, if people want to, that's how they get you. There's two sides that conquer and divide, the side that's bad or the side that sits down and takes it. What about the people who don't take it? They want to try to kill you. You defend yourself. You don't fight them. You literally defend yourself. There's nothing wrong. That's human nature. It's not civil rights law. It's not constitutional law. It's human law.
Understand.
You know, this country, they always have a new boogeyman coming at you, you know. And this country always showing something to make you have some type of fear, you know. And that's how they really come at you, is throw something at you that is fear-based, you know. And they want you to be fear and put your trust in them that they're going to protect you. But the fear about it, you don't fear nothing, nobody, or anything but the Creator. Man didn't make you; the Creator made you, and only He, you know, and only He is do all props. You know, the Creator will never fail you; a man will always fail you. So we all, like I always tell anybody, we all going to die one day. So what you afraid about? What are you fear about? I mean, The Creator will feed you. The Creator will take care of you. The only thing you just got to ask him for his help. You know, so it's nothing. To me, it's nothing for me to be fair about. I don't fear anything. I know one day I'm going to die, so I'm going to die for cause and a purpose.
I ain't out here trying to encourage anybody to do anything. What I encourage people to do is to defend yourself against these assholes. That's all I'm saying. And if somebody thinks that's radical, I'm a radical because I want to defend my ass. Maybe I want to save my ass against them. I'm a radical. No. Maybe I'm a person that wants to live and just be left the fuck alone and live in peace, huh? Do you want to fight for your peace? Do you want to fight for your right? I ain't telling nobody to arm up and let's fight these people. But I'm telling people they're going to come for you because they want to control you. But if you sit there and say, yes, master, okay, put me on the field, put me in the plantation, put me in the concentration camp, put me in the house. they got you. If that's what you want to be, then do it. Not me. Don't nobody get me wrong. If you don't want to defend yourself, that's your prerogative. But then you might as well just tell that guy, put a gun in your head and go hang and end it.
Anyone else?
So what's your take on it, Clark? What do you have to say on this, on the subject?
Barbie?
What's your take on the subject? I mean, what do you have to say on it about divide and conquer?
Well, let me be honest. For the last 2 years and a half, I have been in the streets, protesting with Black Lives Matter and Palestinians' connection with Black Lives Matter and other organized, all people of color has been coming together because, and where we live down here, we have a major hub in California that one part of San Diego is a stronghold for the white supremacist neo-Nazi of America stronghold.
That's right.
So the thing is, for the last 2 years and a half, we were actually going head-to-head with the law enforcement agencies, and including myself, you can put my name on Google, Tariq Aspor, and you'll see a lot of reports coming up on me, especially because I've been going after the police brutality of what is happening on indigenous lands on the res and what has been happening, you know, to indigenous people on their own properties, like they are standing up against the government and law enforcement that are ran by, you know, corrupt officials from the tribal government, that those, what they're doing is there is a company called ZOG or Anti-Defamation League, ADL. And what they have been doing is they've been implementing far right and the police departments that we know that here in California, most of our police officers, you know, have their own gang. And the Zionists are actually the creators of the Nazi, you know, ideology, which they are doing to Palestinians, and they infiltrated all the law enforcement agencies across Turtle Island, including the FBI too. everybody. So what we have been doing is trying to educate Indigenous and others who are the main players, you know, behind, you know, the corruption scandals. So what I've been doing is going head to head with leadership of my city, the leadership of the mayors of San Diego, the police head chiefs. In 2020, I kicked out the police chief out of our city of La Mesa after La Mesa burned down. I went and confronted the police chief and I said, "We know who you are, Mr. Police Chief Walter Vasquez, because we checked in that you were actually on a training session in occupied Palestine and you were there." So when we broke the story that he was training in Israel against Palestinians, that made headlines and we made him retire and quit. So the root of the problem is there is a lot of people out there that are not willing to go head to head, you know what I mean, with their local officials, with their police officials, you know, and call them out. And I'm not going to say, yes, I had issues, you know, with different neo-Nazi groups, white supremacist groups. But when they knew where I was coming from, you know, I mean, I told them I'm not pushing any agenda, communistic agenda, because this is what they are so scared of. You know, they do not want to see, like a Zionist control over the United States. So what they're doing is they're looping everybody who's people of color, LGBT, indigenous people. They're slapping everybody together under one banner, calling them like Marxist, communists, you know. So they're putting everybody in the same boat, you know what I mean? So any person of color they see, either American Indian, African, whatnot, you know, they're shoving everybody into one criteria. Oh, these are the communists. They're going to take over the whole America that we stole from the American Indian, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? We have to defeat them. We have to crush them. And, you know, they threw out saying that George Soros or some other Zionist, you know, is funding them. Like, I don't want to use the term Antifa, you know what I mean? But what is happening now is these white groups, they're going, you know, they're trying to connect now, or they've been trying to connect, you know, with their leadership in Ukraine, in Germany, you know, and, you know, 2023 is going to be an interesting year, you know. We might, you know, have to deal with it all over again. So that's my take.
Okay, that's a good take.
So we're all looped up. We're all looped in, into it. So if somebody says, "I'm Lakota," or "I'm Navajo," or "I'm whatnot," guess what? I'm sorry, but you're looped up, you know what I mean? And everybody, you know, thinks, because we have a lot of people of color who are indigenous, you know what I mean, part of these groups like Black Lives Matter and so on. They're all connected. All the youth is.
Right.
But it's some of the elders, you know what I mean? The elders, you know, a lot of the elders, you know, they say, well, we are not part of this, but that, sadly, the youth is. And the youth is, you know, the youth is moving at a rate right now, you know. Somebody talk. I lost wind.
This is what I was telling on the show the other night. Everybody in this country is getting caught between these two movements. And these two people, these sets of people, have been fighting each other since about 1300. The Inquisitions.
Yeah.
You know, they're still carrying it on. You know, when are they going to get past all this? I'm tired of both of these groups. Take your shit and go back over there in the country where you guys started your war between each other and leave the people in this country alone. I'm sick of all of this. I ain't choosing neither side. They're both, to me, devils. They're either greedy or they're violent or they're both. And I'm not going to choose either side of them. I'm choosing my side to want to live peacefully without their bullshit.
Yeah, that's everybody's wish. Sadly.
Right.
This crap has been going on for centuries.
Exactly.
These people need to get a hold of back, go into their religion deep, and look at themselves in the mirror. You ain't nothing. You call yourself religious people, but you wanna hate. You wanna be violent and angry, and you wanna give yourself the right, whether you stand behind a badge, or you stand behind your religion, or you stand behind your politics and claim you have the right to make the decision who you are allowed to hate and kill, and then at that, you throw the Constitution on top of it and try to use it to motivate that even more. You people are screwed up in your heads. And if they get pissed off, they know I'm telling the truth. And I don't give a shit. You got to stand behind paperwork. But you yell, I'm a Christian. Get the fuck real.
Right, and then, you know, you brought up the Spanish Inquisition, and as far as I can tell, nothing's really changed now. It's the same mindset, you know?
Now they advanced into the constitutional rights to do that. In this country, they're using the Constitution to carry Nazism into this country. That goes against everything this white man established about this country. But there they are, pulling the blanket of the Constitution around them and saying, oh, here's another piece of paper that gives us the right to murder, execute. There's another form of white man's paperwork that gives him that privilege. Now it's a constitution in this country. You people better ask yourselves out there, these white nationalists, these Nazis, and whoever. You better go get some therapy. You better go get some deep-rooted therapy. You got to have a piece of paper that says it gives you the right to take somebody's life. You people are crazy. You're fucking nuts. You need to be on some meds. Go get some edibles. Some cannabis edibles and settle the fuck down.
I don't mean to bust nobody's bubbles, but if you understand, the Constitution don't give you no right to do nothing. It's an indentured clause. It's nothing but a contract between the people that signed it. If you weren't a party to it, then you ain't a part of it.
Everybody better wake up to that. Who signed the Constitution? Was there any Native people present? Was there any white people present? Was there any Asian people present?
No.
Women.
When you hear a police officer or a lawyer, when you're standing in court telling you, what about my constitutional rights? They don't apply to you. You better believe that son of a bitch. He's telling you the truth. Go look at the pictures that are painted on the walls up in the Capitol. I'm sick of all this bullshit. I don't have no constitutional rights. I got human rights. You know what my constitution is? It's called a pistol. That's my fucking constitutional right. My Second Amendment is going to fucking speak for me.
Well, we got an
if you want to call me a radical, you want to call me a radical? I guess if I want to live, and I'm going to be a radical. But what about let's call these officers out here that are behind the badges? Why don't we call them radicals? Oh, the only time you're a radical is if your skin's brown or you're a Jew, you're black, you're an Asian, and you say you're a radical. But what about white radicalism? Let's talk about it. Oh, it's okay to be radical and get mad and protest if you're white. You're not a radical. You're a patriot. When is white America going to open their eyes and see that minorities, we're patriots too, in our own sense, in our own rights? But we're the ones justly standing up when we want to take arms. We're taking arms to defend ourselves. We ain't taking arms to try to get control of somebody. We got to defend ourselves. What's these white radicals out here defending? What the hell is at the root of them defending? The white privilege. We're going to call them radicals because they are.
Can somebody give me a definition of what is a patriot?
What is it?
I don't know. I'm just asking some people out there, what is a patriot? As I see, you know, they throw that up so often.
I don't know. They call themselves patriots all the time. But when somebody else exhibits patriot behavior, oh, no, you're not a patriot. You're a radical. Well, why am I a radical? Why am I not a patriot? Because your skin's not white. 1776.
Yeah, so, you know, a true patriot believes in rights for all.
Yep, that's right. And you got these white people out here, but when they say all, you don't read the little fine print. All
right.
White people only.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and I don't understand, you know, when people, the term Antifa, which is anti-fascist, I don't know, became like what? There's like something wrong if you're against fascism.
They took it. Liberalism.
Yeah, they took it away. It's like
you got ignorant people out here. You got ignorant people out here that don't know what words mean. They're programmed to hear the word Antifa and say, oh, that bad person. You're programmed to hear AIM. You think, oh, bad activism. You're programmed to hear Black Panther. Oh, bad person.
Right. You know, it's like...
white people do. They program and label people.
But
and people are too
like,
ignorant. They can't even pick up a fucking dictionary and read the word. Oh, wait a minute. Militia hate Antifa. They want to go out there in California and get it on with Antifa. But they call themselves anti-government, too. You people are fucking stupid.
But it's almost like fascism is like what they believe in. It's what they want. They want fascism, right? And it's like this big projection. It's like the fascism is good because that can control everybody. And as long as you're, you know, white and you're in power, then it's great. You know, it's like I don't know. It's almost like that's what they want. That's the form of government they want. They want a
They're telling you that. They're not. They're out there telling you it. Listen to these people. They're telling you people. You got congressmen up there.
Right.
They're saying that. We want this country to be a white Christian nationalist.
Right. I know. Unbelievable.
You know,
they're
when
saying
when I listen to all of this stuff going on today, and then hearing you guys, okay, you know, for a majority of the indigenous people, you know, the surrounding environment of Turtle Island showed its true meaning because of one thing. It's called centritism, okay? And the reason for that is because my people, the indigenous people of the continent of Turtle Island, has been so badly ridiculed with, you know, the deformatories of what labels an individual. Now, over a course of history, if you listen to the indigenous people, okay, and I mean the indigenous people, you will see and you will hear that the only thing that we can describe a person of color is how they behave.
Right.
Like the word Washichu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Washichu. Okay? In Lakota, you break it down. Washin. Washin is fat.
Person that eats the fat person.
Ichu means fat taker, or taking the fat, the best part of the meat. Washi Ichu. See? So you put them together, you got Washichu. That's what we don't know how to say anything in English that describes the devil. Okay? So we had to look at the way a Wakashicha means the sacred bad. Wakan Shicha. Shicha is bad. Wakan is holy. So the sacred bad is the behavior of the way white people pilgrimage things in life. But you can honestly believe this, folks. No matter how we deem to understand the indigenous thought and philosophy, we will always come short because the English comprehension of language is what you're all intoned to. And whether it's bad or good, it will discharge you to curse. Now, I don't know if I was sitting here as I turned the show over at 5:30 to everybody. I don't know if Jane came on. I don't know if David came on. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they introduced themselves. I don't know.
David introduced himself. David from Hawaii. We're in the Big Island. Jane from Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So they did come on.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Tanupa, the idea of Washichu, my Native American second family that I've known for 45 years, called me that from the time I was 15. Up until a couple of years ago when Phyllis Young said, Jane, you can't be called Washichu because you're a generous person. But you understand that it got, you know, molded into white person in my Lakotan family. Like I was the whitey. I was Casper. I was white thing, you know? Like we made fun of that kind of stuff, right? We took it down. So she's the one who told me you can't be called that anymore. Because it is about the person that takes the best first, right? The fat first, yeah?
Well, let's put it in this category, you know?
Yeah.
When people start to understand what we're talking about in modern history, in modern phonics of the way we indigenous people use our own, you know, existence to describe what's happening today in the year 2022, we try to give people that benefit of a doubt because the world over still have language, okay? Look what's going on in China, that sickness again, reoccurring over there. They try to silence their people. Their people rebelled. And it's going to continue to happen. One thing that I will pick up with the liking of all of you is that if we don't band together, we lose. okay? Regardless of how the scenario endeavors to persevere of how we see life. We chonikile, okay? Because when we were in Standing Rock, everybody, oh, water is life. And you know, this, we know that water is life, okay? But the wretched refuge abuse it. My people, your people, said, Minikile yuhashkatap shnyo. So they told us that never to play with water or we were going to see something difficult. They were right. We're seeing it. So here we are in the year 2022 making stinks and, you know, protestings about water, but we're still buying it in gallons and bottles. What does that tell you? It's like that song that came out from that thrash metal group called Testament. Testament came out with a real beautiful heavy metal tune that the words to it were, practice what you preach. And the lead singer, and along with the other guitarist, not Alex Skolnick, but the other one, those were the only two native guys that were native, our blood, with Testament, just like Blackie Lawless of Wasp. He's a indigenous guy. Mm. But this is the point that we see culture today. People all want to support us in everything that we are supposed to be deemed to feel obligated and protected for in the name of freedom. In the name of freedom. But unfortunately, a lot of us can't sustain that understanding anymore. It has always been a versified attitude that took us away from ourselves. See, look, here's a good example, people. The animals, whether they're the buffalo, the elk, the deer, the antelope, all of them still get along. They come together, okay? Same with the insects. All the living creatures that have 4 to 8 legs, 2 legs, and all this stuff. All of them. All them little insects come together. And they all share this way of life together. It's called Wichoni. Wichoni Waka, the sacred life. They all share it together. And here we two-legged are. We bastardize everything. But until we start recognizing where the fault came from, then and only then can we all stand together in life and heart struggle. That's the hard part for people. Because we all have an answer. But if the great mystery came down right now in front of all of us, right now, see, I've always said this on shows. If he came to your house and knocked on your door and you open it up and it's the great mystery and he looks at you and he just out of coincidence, he says, what have you done to serve me? And this is where the benefit of a doubt comes from. We're going to say everything in means, but it's not the acronym of means that points to why we don't really believe in him. We don't really serve him. You see? So you can use the English terms to outline it, describe it, but it's not the same thing. Last night I told you guys this. I told a majority of you that were listening in. Okay, it's cold outside. So what I would urge a lot of you to do is go out there barefooted and pray. Okay? You pray. Even if it's in fucking English, go pray. And connect yourself with the earthly substances of how seasons change. Then you'll understand nature's dynamics. Because many other people out there are looking to the indigenous people. And we have to take this back, people. We have to. Because, you know, you have all of these, you know, these so-called spiritual men that claim to be medicine men. I don't give a shit if it's Orville-looking horses, little brother Ivan, David Swallow, Jerome LeBoll, and all these people that play with it. All of them. I don't give a shit what their names are. They all play with it for one reason. They really don't believe in themselves and the life that was told to them. I know this because I sat back and listened to my grandparents, my mother, who I miss dearly today at the age of 65. I miss my mother. But I listened to people that paved the way in the direction we are all going. In order for us to ever meet the 22nd century, we got to turn things around and make it good so children don't have to suffer. Elders don't have to die. Elders can be the people you can listen to with all the means of everything that describes who we are as a people struggling to remain free. This is the hard part. But if you watch all the winged, watch the eagles, the hawks, the crows, even the magpies, and some of the geese that didn't go home, they're still here because the world is contaminated. The seasons are contaminated. So they don't want to go home. That should tell us something. In ancient time, we paid attention to the animals. That was our guidance. That was our, you know, traditional trail maps when they migrated north to south, east to west. Today, we're all masquerading to a material lifestyle because they want to be the answer. Material wants to be the answer. And when you see scores of our people, oh, wait, I'm going to get on. Look, I read a lot of books and whatever material I can get my hands on that I feel, you know, exceptional to. Why do I do that? Because it strengthens the center of the brain. It keeps my brain fortified to understand what I need to see in front of me continuously. And I've always said this too. I would make calls to different people, whether they were indigenous or Caucasian or white, okay? When I did this, I would ask them this for me. Can you guys take the show over? Till I get on, I've got things to do, and I'll be late, but I will come on. I can't even get a yes, I'll do it. There's always questions. All these things that are stopping them. It's a simple yes or no. And if you can do it, okay, good, do it. If you can't, say that too. So this is why I jump back on the shows all the time. The show is important to me. The Indigenous Voices of People's radio show is important to me. I'm not, you know, I'm not Harlan Mikasato and all these other guys. I've met all of these people in my time. But I will say this to all of you. In Paducah, Kentucky, okay? There is a radio station called KOB Radio. Kentucky Overland Broadcasting, all right? It's a public radio. That station, you know, lost its credibility. Inside the studio of that radio station, I went in there. I got the opportunity and the privilege to speak on that radio show through Alan and Rebecca and Jim, they had this radio show. And let me tell you, folks, all of the indigenous men and women that were part of activism, their pictures are all in there. Now Chinupas is in there. And when they gave us that benefit of a doubt to understand why the radio show was diminishing itself because of, you know, what was going on in today's world, in today's fashion, no one could bring that caliber back up for the show. No one could. And their rating was back down to 17%. So with all these noted figures from Russell to Dennis to John Trudell, Lehman Brightman, Minnie Two Shoes, Winona LaDuke, and the list goes on and on of all these people that were part of the struggle, okay? That radio station would only get popular when they were there. And I listened to some of their scripts, and they all meant well. They all did. Every single one of them were honorable what they discharted to the listening audience. Chinupa had his time now. And so when I was asking them, why is it diminishing? It's because of the people. I see, I know why, but I bet you I can bring it up and it'll stay up. So I bring it back up. I went down there at the, you know, at Alan and Rich and Jim and Rebecca's request. I went down there. They paid for my expenses to and from, and I got to stay with them in their home. It was good. Good eats and good all that. I brought my big dog with me. And so I seen how the listening audiences were not questioning the guests that were on the show. And that's why I did it. And that's how KOB became popular again, because the listening audience can question and ask, you know, for information. But because even Orville Looking Horse was there, they didn't have that direction of really putting the emphasis of why the country was the way it is. America's policies towards people of color. It's all of us. It's all of us. I don't give a shit. We're red, yellow, white, and black. It's all of us, okay? Because the elites are always masquerading to control people and keep you divided. And once you fall victim to that and short of that, you become your own worst enemy within your own. So the other day when I came in contact with my newly found brother, Earl, and his wife, Margaret, okay? I had a brother named Earl, Earl Denny. He was married to a white woman named Cindy Hamilton. And the two of them turned against me. This is my indigenous brother, married to this, you know, Caucasian white girl, okay? He turned against me, my own brother. And I stepped back and I asked him, why? What making you do this? I'm the one who went to bat for you in court. I'm the one who protected you in prison. Because some of my men are in there? And that's the way you did your brother. And so I said, okay, I can accept that. Fine, thank you. All right. And I used to keep some of my belongings at his house. What did he do? Huh? All my pictures? What did he do? Huh? He put them in a ring. My own brother. So I accepted that. All right. Got contaminated. You know how rain gets on pictures. It messes them up and stuff. he didn't have the decency to call me because he was guilty. And then he left a message on my phone. I left your stuff outside in the canopy, man. I'm out. I'm out. I'm done. That's what he said. So I didn't know what the reason was. You see, this is the problem. And then now that he was pushed into a dilemma, brother, can you forgive me? Thank you, no. That's the hard part with indigenous people today. I've been there. I've done it. And I'm still living it today. My belief system is in all of you that are tuned in, whether you like to be tuned in or not. I believe in you because you have an important message that can help the future get the fuck out of dormancy, because they keep going back in it. And you know that, people. You know that. That's the hard part for all of us. And we say this a lot. We say this. Oh, yeah, I can do it better than him. Oh, wait a minute, man. I can get this to get that done. Yeah, I can. Then when those words come across each other, lo and behold, people, there's no one there. You see, my people had once lived according to the way the earth transmogrified itself into turtles. And to this day, people, we, the two-legged people, no matter what color we are, we do not have the patience to move slow like our brother, the turtle. We want everything right away, done. That's the foundation of what indigenous people experience today. I cried about my mom. I cried about finding my daddy at the age of 8 when white ranchers' kids killed my dad. So at the age of 8, I was brought up a bastard, but I had my grandfather Roy. And I also had my mom, and I had my grandmother Cecilia. They did their part eagerly enough to put their Takojas, their Wakanjas first. That's the problem with human nature today, the reality of it. We don't believe like our ancestors. We don't live like our ancestors. We don't build the foundation on the words of our ancestors. We don't want to believe in women no more, when in fact, we all came from a woman. Matriarchy is the best, the greatest, where women told men what to do. I listened to my mom. My mom told me what to do. I listened to my grandma. My grandma told me what to do. I listened to my Aunt Pearl. My Aunt Pearl told me what to do. I listened to my Aunt Lima. My Aunt Lima told me what to do. And to this day, my last living auntie, my Aunt Bernice Whitehawk, I'm still listening to her. That's an honorable thing. I love my auntie. I love her to death. She's all I got now. And there's many other women out there that fit those descriptions of an auntie, of a grandmother, and a mother, and a sister, and a daughter, and a child. We don't believe in that stuff anymore. I do. But I hate to be the only one. That's why when I see nature taking its toll. Today I was met by 5 female deers today. giving out candy bags to these kids. Five females, five, and they all stood there looking at me. And I walked a little close to them, and I thanked them. And there were people going by. Some of the Indians were checking me out. My people were like, man, are we witnessing this guy? And some of them would wave and drive on by. And every time a vehicle went by here on the res, those deers didn't move. They seen Chanupa and his four-legged having a communication. But those were my women. That was grandma. That was mom. That was my daughter. That was my auntie. And that was my sister. That's what I saw. There were all five of them were those. Came to my heart to visualize what came for me, to greet me, to see I'm still doing the work. And as they walked off into the hill there by the shrub of all the cottonwood trees, then all that feeling of missing and wanting your family, your ancestors, your mom, your grandma, your daughter, your people, made me cry, man. And I cried to my niece, Brooke, on the phone and told her that story. And I long for my relatives. I long for my grandma. I long for my mom, my daughter, my sister. I long for them. I miss them. The times of greatness, the times of goodness, the times of happiness. All of these things I had with my family, my people. That's you guys. I might be one no good rotten son of a bitch on this radio show, but God damn it, I got passion. I love. I can cry. Because when you're pushed into a dilemma and you have to face the reality, we vested our heart's belief in our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our daughters, our aunts. We did that. We men did that. And that's the hard part. For a lot of you fucking men out there, talking tough, acting all this shit, beating the shit out of your wife and children, this is how much I've seen you guys at times. And you know it. But here I am, tears running down his eyes and his goddamn face, because that's how much I miss people. Even my four-legged. I've said this story countless times. I had 27 strong, like-minded people that followed this path with Chanupa. This path, I showed them the direction of what was good and bad. And these 27 people left me. But I kept going. And out of that 27 people, five stayed. Five. And this is the time when Standing Rock kicked off. I went up there too. It was a done deal. And now the 22 other people that supported Strongheart. These five that are still with me, Tristan, Brian, Jeff, David, Bill, these five and one woman, Nancy. Five men and one woman never turned their back on reality. And then I found another one. Her name was Rachel White Eagle. So there's two women now that are building it back up. Now I found another brother and sister, Earl and Margaret. This is what was taken from me because of a false fucking pipeline that everybody went to jail for and got the crap knocked out of them when it was a done deal. And everybody, I could play the CDs and recordings of people in Standing Rock praying for Chinupa to go back. Nah, can't do that. I did my time, showed you guys how to do it, but that day there was too much money and drugs there. So all these people that were there, and I seen them. I seen Kevin Keller over there. I seen fucking Julian Barrunner. I seen a lot of these guys over there. And I watched them. They couldn't come and contaminate Chinupa because I was too fucking real. But the late, I'll never forget this. The late LaDonna Allard, she told me, this is our fight. We don't need that radical approach here. So I said, I come here for you or the radical approach. I came here for my elders from Pine Ridge. I need to find two signs. And when I find them, your ass is cooked because this is a done deal. They're going to keep beating the fuck out of you guys because your own tribe did this. Don't fuck with me, man. I didn't come here for you. This is, yeah, this is your fight, LaDonna. I appreciate that. But I'm not stepping on your toes, and I don't need you to tell me that because you're not my wife, you're not my daughter, you're not my aunt, you sure in the hell ain't my mom and grandma, and you're not my sister. I didn't come here, man, to take anything from you. All of these fucking people here are dead, and they don't even know it. This is a done deal, but I need to find what I came for. And to this day, listening audience, I have what I found in my possession. That access pipeline right away was already approved. That's what my family and my people here on Pine Ridge told me to go find, and I found them. And I did it exactly like I said I was told to do. Wash myself with dirt. Boy, all these people, everyone that I know, seen them. They all watched me, man. They're all war hooping. I said, hey, you guys could have did this if you paid attention to your people. But you didn't. When I leave with these, take them home. You guys will have your time. Go ahead. A young lady was on this radio show. She was telling you guys. She was telling you. Her name's Jenny. She put a cry out, her and her people, the Blackfeet, put a cry out to all these tribes to come help them over their water fight. Their own tribal government sold their water fucking compact to the white man for $400. And $99 million. $499 million. They did. I went up there. The people said, get up there. The elders. They were all alive then. Uncle Floyd, Grandma Cecilia, all of them. Oliver Redcar. Get up there and help the Blackfeet. Go on. So I left. Me and my dog again. We went up there. And it was a done deal. And I still have that clipping. When that tribal chairman, Harry Varnes, went to go pick up his $400 million, there was no check for him. What the fuck does that tell you, people? Our people will sell their souls out for anything. This is what's happening out there. All the people that helped me shut down that little hamlet right outside of White Clay, that little town White Clay right there. All of you people that participated, okay, I thank you guys. But this is the guy that led that fight, all because of Ron Hardhart and Wally Black Elk, my two first cousins. Those are my blood. And all the leadership of AIM was with us.
John Dune told me to tell you.
And in the end, being the late Russell Means, finished it with Frank Lemire and the Nebraskans for Peace and all the Oglala people that believe they didn't want alcohol no more. This is the veteran that went to jail and got beat up over that shit. No different than when I went to Standing Rock, did a wounded knee, Mount Rushmore. This is the guy that's still in the game. And again, I asked for nothing. That's how real kinships of traditional believing in the way we once did. And you all like to criticize and cut down and belittle people. You all know you'd like to do that. Don't fucking lie. You guys do that all the time. You don't like a good thing happening for you. Because you can't do it. So now we shut down White Clay, and all them people that went to Standing Rock came back, and now they opened it up to sell drugs now. You see? That's the youth gone wild. These fuckers don't give a shit about the political attire that's going to be imposed on us. Hell, even my cousin from the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, my cousin Bryce Inderwoods, he told me this. He said, man, yeah, they're going to support Biden's push for these corporations to go inside Lead, South Dakota, and dig for lithium. Lithium is what makes these batteries for these cell phones and other machinery. Yeah, that's why they invaded Afghanistan. They did that for lithium. This is what these big billionaires want, people. But yet we don't want to talk like that. All of this stuff that goes on in Indian country is a done deal. Look at all my fellow truckers, man, that headed for D.C. I was part of that. I went with them. And when I saw all of this shit that was going on, man, and our own people, whether they were red, white, black, or yellow, they infiltrated the cause, just like Allfight. They did. This is how much I know, man. And we did it in the fucking blizzard and cold we drove down there. I've been there. I've done it. Still living it today. I can show you the text messages. Chanupa, you're still an independent trucker. Come help us. We got some 18s to get down there to drive. We'll pay for it. Shit, let's go. I jumped in the fucking stick off. Well, I did. That's how much I believe in the struggle. And if it's to help people's human rights, God damn it, I'm in. That's the name of the game. So now I close. We're at the top of the hour of 7 o'clock. Now I close. And I'm opening up for the last few minutes we have. It's almost like 10 minutes for a last-minute comment. Make it brief and short, but I close with this. I want you all to come back on the Indigenous Voices of People show every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 5 to 7. And for all of you that participated on tonight's show, tonight's edification, thank you all. My heart goes out to all of you. All of you. Thank you for being there for each other and people. Love you all. Last minute comments.
This is great honor and respect of serving the people from the arterial motive. And, you know, you get great rewards from the Creator when you do that for your people from the heart.
And I thank you for that comment. Anyone else?
Chanupa, thank you so much. I am honored to have come on your show. It is called Indigenous Voices, so I have to take kind of a tertiary, you know, role. You know what I'm saying? I listen. Listen. So I'm sending you and everybody else who participated, everybody that hears this, a lot of love and support and solidarity. And want to thank you for all your work, and we're still in the game. All right, brother?
Thank you. I love you for that, man, Jane. Love you. You're always welcome to come back on. It's your show, too. Thank you for that. Much love for you, too. Stay warm.
You.
I hope. Anyone else? Any more last-minute comments before we close the show? Anyone else?
Yes, hello.
Come on in.
Hello.
Come on in. We hear you. Hello. Come on in.
Calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And we wish the same back to you. I believe that was Dr. Raphael.
That's correct.
His real name is David. David Raphael. That's Dr. Raphael from California. The light party guy. Yes, this guy's got a good program. Thank you for that. Anyone else?
I hope you get... Okay.
Yeah, I got one thing to say. I'm burnt.
You're burnt?
Humbug.
And I believe that's Rachel, right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that. Anyone else? Anyone else? Last minute thought and comment.
Oh,
Janapa, it's Earl.
Oh,
yes. Come on.
Oh,
yep, you're on it. Come on.
Oh, Lamelo, Frank.
Come on, Frank. Last minute comment. Come on.
Huh? Got the scars. I'm my pia wagla kumta. Na kumu ka.
Oh, what's that? Thank you. What's this? Anyone else? Anyone else to add butter on their popcorn?
No, hot sauce.
All right. We got 9 callers and 5 minutes left. Chinooper, it's Earl.
Well, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say aho and give a shout-out to all the Strong Heart Dog Soldiers for all that you're doing for the elders and the children out there.
And we thank you for that because there's a lot listening in. It's like Frank and them. This is what we do, people. Thank you all for that little blessing and understanding. Thank you. You're always welcome to come back on this show every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Remember, people, it's your show to engage and talk and do whatever you want. This is our show.
Him out and then
he had
to get
together and
rip and
rap. Well, as we're here, I'm going to close the show with this song, people. I want you all to remember something. Life can only get better if you believe in it. That's the only way to express it from our language in Lakota. And so now I close, and I thank all of you for tuning in. All of you. This is our song I'm going to give to you guys in closing. We'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is our song. Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, yaku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyehoi. Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, yaku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo. Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, ku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyehoi. Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, daku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyehoi. Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, daku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, Toka shilayai, wakawe cheloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyo hiyoi, daku wakayeloyoi, heya wahielo, ayeyehoi. Oloa kile ahiki, ne chetke wahochiche na ahie. Na lila ota makhashi na kiyokapi. Osnit khanka etkantaha. Es inihasi, o khola kitche on kitkhapi, o khanchala na ton, hon kitkhapi, hon kitkham. Cha etaha, toha, tako lena yechet usni. Oloa wanji ahio, na wocheke kako. Hena wakhatkaka na unchi makhake anaga diakpa apiki hena echa onkupi we chose anekile. Chanish, chanteo aste ni onkte hanta lechun se onkichubi. Hovopi la tanke echichib. Thank you. Have a good night and take care. We'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Hokahe. Good night. Love y'all.
I know.